Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There is a new wrinkle to the levels of disappointment, whereas the latest report from The Athletic has the reasons why Abdul Carter was suspended, but obviously that was not the case. Why he was punished, I guess you would say, that he was benched for a drive in the game yesterday, the opening drive. He had to play special teams because he's been asleep in the team meeting at the facility during the time of a walkthrough. Also, according to Dan Duggan, this has been happening repeatedly under Brian Daboll, who just let it go with Abdul Carter. So just when you think it can't get any worse for the Giants, and you know Dable's out, and you expect Shane and Kafka to be next. I don't even want to read anything. I saw some stuff from the Post. Oh, Kafka's showing he could be the guy. Oh, my God. Nobody in this building that has allowed any of the, or that has been a part of this stench of the losing for the last 4 years should be allowed back. Unless your last name is, in fact, Mara, or you're related to him. And even then, should be maybe moved to a different role. Nobody should be back. So the better to me that the more they lose, the better it is for the Giants, BT. But the Abdul Carter stuff shows new lows.
You know, listen, I know you do this as well. On Sunday, you start to format the show in your head. And we're like, all right, well, we have this and we have that. And we have this guest and we have this situation, this storyline. As I went through the scenarios here, and obviously figuring we'd start and spend most of the show on the Giants here because the Jets didn't play, whatever. There's nothing in my mind yesterday or over the weekend that gave me any sort of suggestion that when we talked about the Giants today, we would actually come to the realization that it's worse than we thought. Think about that. Think about every time we've started a show, like before Daboll was fired, you know, then the split ticket, Daboll stays, this guy goes, this guy stays, like all the different machinations, all the mental gymnastics, all the debates and the conversations and the calls we've had about the New York football Giants, really for years, but specific to this season. There was no situation that I thought would make me feel worse about the Giants until the story broke about an hour ago.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. The lack of accountability throughout the organization. And I don't believe Daboll was like this. I believe if they let him be himself, none of this stuff would have happened. Year one, he showed that he wasn't. He was showing us that on the sidelines. Then year by year, it starts to get neutered, you know, each year. To a point where now he's just like, man, well, hell, I need my best chance to maybe close out one of these games to have Abdul Carter out there. What good's it going to do ticking him off and getting him on my bad side
when you're coaching for you?
Yeah, I'm sure that a part of him is thinking, I don't have a leg to stand on to discipline him because I'm halfway out the door.
That's the point. You know, that is the point right there. So Daboll comes in, guns a-blazing, screw it, we're going for two, down to Tennessee, let's go. Oh, Daniel Jones, you threw a horrible pass in the end zone. I'm going to light you up. I'm going to give everybody the optics here, the view, like the social media presence that it's a new sheriff in town, and the way it was before I got here, it's not going to be that way anymore. And that was so amazing. We're like, wow. And we're like, oh, a little Parcells light, modern Parcells. We were all taking it. And listen, he earned the first year accolades, right? So, but I think what has happened, and this is what you just said, you know, whether it was Joe Shane getting on the headsets during game day to kind of sense what was going on with Wink and Brian Daboll, and, you know, having to probe around and get a sense. Now you hear the stories, on Daboll, a little bit of a hothead, on Daboll, not a real people person, on Daboll, not really behaving himself, you know, playing in the sand with the other adults in the building. I think what happened was he's like, geez, I mean, if this is the scout report on me, I better kind of show that I've got the adaptability to kind of go with the flow and be a good guy and not have all these flare-ups with everybody in the building. And by doing that, he lost his control.
Yeah, and at least for Kafka, who's getting his opportunity, good for him coming out in his own mind, I guess, guns a-blazing, it takes guts to be able to do that when the prior head coach didn't discipline Abdul Carter. I'm sure Kafka was sitting back seeing and being like, it wouldn't happen under my watch. And then he does it in his own way. Was it enough to our liking? Probably not, but at least he did something. He did something which led to eventually this getting out about Abdul Carter, which to me the primary blame is on Carter. I know the Giants organization could have disciplined him sooner, but still, you would expect from a third overall pick, a guy who was an absolute stud in college, a guy who both you and I, no doubt about it, one of them, I thought he was going to be the best player in the draft. And he really hasn't done much at all. I mean, unless you count breathing or sniffing quarterbacks, that's kind of what he's done this year, breathing on quarterbacks or sniffing the quarterbacks because he hasn't gotten close enough to actually take them down yet. So now we find out a part of why is because he's not taking it seriously.
He's not. And this is a deeper issue with the Giants here. I did, but now I take it back because now I've learned the circumstances. I don't give Mike Kafka an ounce of credit.
At all.
Not one bit. That is weak. That is not even close to being well, not right. Listen, dude, it's not like he walked in for the first time and he was 5 minutes
what
late.
Would you done? Hold him out for a game?
I would have sat him out for the whole game.
Okay.
I would have said, this is my chance to put my imprint. Now, you don't just do it to kind of show that you're in charge. You do it because it's the proper response to a rookie, not a fifth-year guy or a veteran who's established, who's done great things, a rookie who thinks that he's got the freedom to do whatever he wants. This is per the report. He's been late to several meetings this year, and he misses a walkthrough because he's asleep. You're not playing.
But what if Kafka was thinking, all right, I'm not going to play him for a drive. I'm going to put him on special teams. People are going to notice, and that's going to bring to where we are now the level of embarrassment that maybe is needed to wake him up without me being a total bad guy here.
I think you need to be the bad guy here. That's the whole point. You need somebody with broad shoulders to change this.
I know.
But it would have gotten out anyway. Think, if he didn't play at all, it would have been
no,
even
I know,
more.
But now you run the risk of losing the player.
I'll take that risk.
I know, but it's in today's world with these Gen Zers who are so damn sensitive. Is it Gen Z? I think it is. They're so sensitive that you got to be careful.
I'll take my chance with that because what I'm showing the rest.
With your best player, you know, one of your.
Yes. Because what I'm showing the rest of the NFL is I'm not going to compromise what I believe are non-negotiable traits for a team, especially for a team that is now 2-9. So, you know, it doesn't mean that Mike Kafka can't be a good coach down the road. And I did think the Giants maybe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still do. I mean, I wouldn't at this point. This really bothers me that this was his response. It's not the first misstep. When there's a repeated failure to be engaged and be a professional and you only sit out six plays, that's weak. That's not enough. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says, what anybody thinks. He would have sat the entire game. And if Mara didn't like it, if Mr. I don't care. This is my shot to let everybody know I'm in charge. And he dropped the ball.
I do think, though, that some harm can come of that. When you start coming in right away trying to set the tone as an extreme disciplinarian, as much as I believe in that and love that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way that you and I were raised. And then 100%. If you grew up watching Parcells do it, understand. You also could do some damage like that. So a part of me respects Kafka for gently getting into it while also not shunning the idea of suspending him or penalizing him. He did have him play on special teams. He did have him sit out the first drive, which brought the attention, which now is all on Carter, making him look like a fool for being late or sleeping through meetings and all this stuff, the repeated behavior. So it got the point got across. The message is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this gentler way of delivering that message could get a better response from Carter. We won't know until we see what happens in the future. But the way that you're saying to do it, to me, you do run the risk. While I fundamentally believe in that,
yep,
you do run the risk of then losing that player, which is not going to do you any favors moving forward.
And then he's not going to get a second contract in the NFL. So I get it. It's easy to say this. True. Understood. But it's not as if, like, if Mike Kafka walked out on the practice field and, you know, in the middle of November when guys are beat up and he said, we're hitting for 3 straight hours. I don't even know if you can with the CBA, whatever's collectively bargained. But we are doing something that is so polar opposite to the rest of the league just so I can show that I'm in charge and I'm a tough guy. That's the wrong approach. The right approach, that this is completely within bounds of being justified to respond and to drop the hammer on a young man who is still at a very impressionable stage of his career. And what I worry about, like, if guys, let's use common sense here. If you're a rookie and you feel like you could do this, whether it's 3 or 4 meetings, even if it's 2, and then you miss a walkthrough because you're asleep and you're napping in the facility, what you're telling me, I'm talking about Carter, is that you're not a pro. And what you're telling me is, if you're this way as a rookie, as you get more money and more juice, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So this is my chance to recalibrate and reshape you as a professional. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. And quite frankly, if I lose the other guys in the locker room, I don't care, because that locker room is littered with losers, most of whom shouldn't be back next year.
Apparently, Carter has spoken on this. Hoff, what do you have?
Yes, Abdul Carter has responded to Duggan.
On social media?
On social media. Uh-oh. Ryan Dunleavy retweeted it. He said, was not sleep, actually doing recovery. Nonetheless, that's on me.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I don't need semantics. You don't listen.
Exactly. Sleeping, recovery.
Were you on the practice field? Were you healthy? Were you healthy? Yes. Were you sick? No.
Has it been happening repeatedly? Recovery from what exactly? Also, there is some breaking news as it pertains to the other football team in town.
Tyrod Taylor's got to be the starter at this point. Aaron's got to do that.
That is correct. Diana Rossini was first with it. Jets are making a change at quarterback. Good. Tyrod Taylor will be the starter. Justin Fields goes to the bench.
The only reason I say good is because I've got to get a read on Mitchell and some of these other players. You know, you just can't have an absence of a vertical passing threat, because I want to see Mason Taylor, you know, finish with some real targets. I want to see Mason Taylor get, you know, 5, 6, 7 balls thrown his way, because he's a very appealing rookie tight end to me. I want to see, you know, whether it's Arian Smith, whether it's Mitchell, as I said, Garrett Wilson when he gets back, just to kind of see what you have so I could get some more intel to make better decisions for next year, under no illusion that this will lead to more wins or change the Jets' plight. I just need some answers. I like it.
Right. Breaking news, according to me, Sal Licata, he stinks too. So, I mean, the Jets don't have a quarterback. I get it. I was fighting for Fields. I think now it's the right time to make the move to Tyrod Taylor. Fields had a good enough look. You're building something here. The way that the Jets are going, I'm fine with going with Tyrod Taylor. I just have zero expectations.
Well, understood. Yeah. My expectation is this. It's not much higher than yours. My expectation, if somebody is open on the Jets, Tyrod Taylor will put it in a place better and catchable than Justin Fields.
BT and Sal, all the Fader friends of Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is in Eastchester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys are hitting on every point this morning regarding the Giants. I've been a fan since my father punched a hole in the carpet watching Zonka and the Miracle in the Meadowlands. So I've seen the ups and downs. But quick thing, and then a question for you guys. I coached under my dad in Pop Warner in the 90s. We sat down our star running back for half a game because he didn't call to say he couldn't make a practice.
There you go.
And that went on. That young man became... He remembers it, because I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's an older guy right now, his own kids, and he remembered that.
Nice.
The question for me, for you guys, would be, who do you think would fit the narrative of that culture of Parcells and like a Coughlin kind of, I mean, a younger or veteran. Obviously, you know, Gruden, but I don't think he's coming here, obviously, you know. But is there somebody you guys see that would actually
fit? I like McCarthy for the job. I like McCarthy. And it's less about he's going to be a disciplinarian like Parcells. He's Mike McCarthy, Super Bowl champ with a lot of 11 and 12 win seasons, and they need somebody like that in the house.
My guy, Brian Flores. You're not messing with him.
Yeah, that was somebody else I like. Because, you know what? I used to go to the camps at Pace. I watched Parcells run the practices, and I was only not 20 years old at the time watching all that. And Coughlin was there, too, and all those guys were there. And I'm like, you know what? It was just discipline. You felt like if you did something wrong, you know what? And I learned. Even though I was an assistant coach under my dad, I learned from that. And that goes on in life.
Yes, I agree. It sets a template of expectation and accountability. Totally with you. Thanks for the call. That's why youth sports are so important. I mean, you know, the percentages of kids going on to play D1 or get scholarship money, I mean, they're minuscule, man. I mean, they are absolutely minuscule, but, you know,
I always thought it was minuscule.
It is. What did I say?
You said minuscule. I thought.
You're not going to start this again with the sword, are you?
No.
But I just M-I-N-I-S-C-U-L-E, minuscule.
I heard a different emphasis on a different syllable.
Say it again?
Minuscule.
Yeah, and what did I say? Minuscule.
Right. You guys hearing that? They're not even listening.
Well, maybe they're not even listening. Yeah. I think I'm just enunciating
Are you hearing it different there, Dove? Okay, never mind.
Minuscule.
Let's move on.
Yeah, there you go.
No. Right, minuscule. Okay, I'm gonna try to pull up the list of head coaches here. I saw it from Jay Glazer yesterday. I just want to make sure that we get the list.
Yep.
But the more that comes out, as it pertains to the Giants head coaching search, the more definitive I become about Brian Flores being my guy.
Okay.
If you had to pick one right now,
McCarthy.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I figured you were gonna go there. That I just can't go there with McCarthy. I have just zero interest in Mike McCarthy. I'm not saying he couldn't raise the floor, because I do think he could, but I have zero interest. Okay, these are the names listed according to Jay Glazer on Fox yesterday. Mike McCarthy.
Interested.
Matt Nagy.
Not interested.
Arthur Smith.
Definitely not interested.
Steve Spagnuolo.
Definitely not interested.
Lou Anarumo.
Yes.
And Chris Shula.
Chris Shula's on defense. Yeah, Chris Shula's getting a lot of run. I actually showed Jay's report there. I'm not saying that I'm going to stump here for Chris Shula, but Chris Shula's getting a lot of run here. And that was the last name that Jay had. I saw that live. I'm like, wow, Chris Shula, huh? Now, I wouldn't necessarily go if I just need a veteran. I need somebody who's done it before. But I know a lot of people like Chris Shula, but you just can't take the chance.
So of all Chris Shula, you can't take the chance on Chris Shula. Not only is he a defensive guy, coming from the Rams, he could turn out to be a great head coach.
Yeah.
It's not, the Giants can't do that. Lou Anarumo, at this point, that's a Pat Shurmur type hire to me. Spagnuolo, same thing. Sorry. I think these guys are great coaches. They can't be head coaches of the Giants. Arthur Smith, who I liked, I thought got a bad rap in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hire Arthur Smith. The Giants screwed up years ago not hiring former Falcon head coach Mike Smith when he was available. That was a big mistake then. You can't go after Arthur Smith. That can't be the right thing.
He's just, I don't need a comedian up there, but he just looks like a complete dweeb. He's not going to fit.
So if those are the names that they're looking at, I am even more so on going after Brian Flores. Me personally, I just think the one thing I know about Brian Flores, he's a no-nonsense guy.
No question.
And if you let him be him, he's going to clean up all that little nonsense and get guys to play harder.
I agree with that. So, all right, so you want him. I want McCarthy. Hoff, who do you want? Let's get a vote on the board here. Who do you want? You're part of the Giants. You want Belichick? Oh, that's not happening. He put the press release out over the weekend. Yeah, and by the way, you know why he did that, right? Because he found out the Giants weren't gonna reach out, so he saved a little face. Let me put this out like I am preemptively and proactively saying I'm not interested in the Giants' job.
He's getting beat down by Wake Forest. I mean, come on.
Did you see the handshake he did at midfield? Did you see that?
It's
just such a weak, you know, like he was just so disrespectful. Like, you gotta, this is the sound, I'm not gonna spend a lot of time on this, but like, you're Bill Belichick. Any coach that beats you, it's the culmination of their coaching career at this point. And to not acknowledge, I'm not saying you got to yuck it up. You just lost. I get it. You pissed off. But can you show a modicum of grace and just understanding your presence in the game? If you see the handshake, when you do, I'll show you on social media during the commercial.
Dead fish.
You'll agree with me. He didn't even stop, dude. He was just disrespectful. I didn't like it.
Not surprised at this point from Bill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.